Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue our journey of reading The Mystical Temple of God by St. Stanislaus of Jesus and Mary Papchinsky from beginning to end. Today, we take up from where we left off, beginning with Chapter 16, Part 1, pages 625 and 626. Chapter 16, The Cleanliness of the Mystical Temple, Part 1. Cleanliness is greatest if the temple is swept out at least once a day. In this regard, David should be imitated, who said of himself, "I swept my spirit." That's Psalm 77, verse 6. This is done by the examination of one's conscience. The more frequently and diligently it is used, the cleaner it makes the dwelling place of God in man. Truly, there is a deplorable negligence of not a few people and a most serious error. They cannot bear their bedrooms, clothes, and dishes unless they are wholly spotless, yet they do not remove the dirt of the conscience. They wash their body, oil, perfume it, cleanse it in every way, yet neglect the cleanliness of the soul. O Christian, every day you wash your face. Every day you clean your clothes. Every day you sweep out your house. So why do you not do this every day with the temple of God, which you are? Take notice, then, of your thoughts of the whole day. Consider what you have said, and much more carefully what you have done. Have you omitted some good or committed some evil? But indeed, examine the very intention of your deeds, and moreover, attend to this, whether some good could not have been made better. You have a method for this most holy exercise of sweeping out the mystical house of God, at least every evening, in this well-known poem. Thank God, ask for light, examine your mind, ask pardon for sin, and resolve. Make satisfaction. You can do the first in this way. O most holy and glorious Trinity, one God, I adore you countless thousands of times. I give thanks due to your majesty for each and all the benefits, favors, and graces granted me and the whole human race from the beginning of the world right up to this time, and especially on this day. I thank you, my Lord God, because you have created me, redeemed me, called me to the Catholic religion, have directed, enlightened, roused, encouraged, safeguarded, nurtured, protected, tolerated, etc. Add particular favors, especially of the present day. Be blessed, therefore, in your gifts, and holy in all your works, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The second, enlighten, Lord, the eyes of my mind, that I may acknowledge your good deeds and my evil deeds. May I bless you for the former and weep over the latter, and amend them with your grace for your glory. Amen. The third, call to mind what you have thought, said, and done, so that you may perceive whether any sin or imperfection has not been committed in your thoughts, words, and deeds against the law of God, of nature, or human law, so that you begin to feel just sorrow for it and write down what is to be submitted in confession. This is what St. Leo stresses. Let each one scrutinize his conscience and set himself before himself by censorship of proper judgment. That's from his Sermons number 3 for Lent. Augustine does not advise anything different when he says, let man ascend the tribunal of his own mind against himself, and in the court established in his heart, let there be present reflection as the accuser, conscience as the witness, fear as the executioner, and let the blood of the soul making a confession flow through his tears. That's from his book 50, Homily 1. St. Stanislaus of Jesus and Mary, in speaking about the cleanliness of the temple, teaches us a very important component of the spiritual life, the examination of conscience. He tells us that we should do it every day. He remarks that we take care of cleaning our houses, our apartments, our clothes, and ourselves, but we neglect the cleaning of our mystical temple, our inner life, our hearts, our conscience, our souls. He tells us that when we do it, perhaps at night before going to bed, we can consider what we thought about that day, what we talked about. What did we do that day? Did we fail to do something that we should have done? Did we commit any evil acts? We can also look at our intentions. Why did we do the things that we did? Could we have improved on something that we did well in some way? St. Stanislaus gives us a method to accomplish this each evening before bed. He quotes a poem which says that we should thank God for all of his graces, and especially of those graces that we receive that day. We should ask for light to notice what we have done. Then we should examine our conscience. And we should ask for forgiveness for the sins that we committed. We should resolve to do better, and we should offer a prayer or some other act to make satisfaction. If we do this regularly, it is a great preparation for the sacrament of penance, which we should also receive regularly, perhaps once a month. St. Stanislaus gives us a beautiful prayer in which to thank God. We can use this, or we can use our own words. And then he gives us a prayer asking for light in order to do the examination of conscience well. The Holy Spirit is the sanctifier, and he wants to help us to root out the sins. And finally, St. Stanislaus gives us an example of how to do the examination of conscience.